All right, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close Up, I am joined on the phone right now by Jackie Kruczynski. Jackie, thanks for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm really good. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Jackie. It's an exciting time for you in the music business because new EP, new CDs here out from you here this week. So I want to talk about your new music. And I believe just recently you released a song from that the new EP called Dandelions Everywhere. So can you tell us a little bit about that one and kind of how this that one came to be written and the story behind that one?
Oh, you bet. Yeah. Actually, that one, that was a co-write that I did with a friend from Toronto. And we did that, yeah, way back last February when it seemed like we were never going to see any dandelions ever again.
Right.
And so we wrote that over Zoom together, and yeah, it's just kind of that idea, you know. We had hoped it would be sort of a positive song, a hopeful song, and you know, especially amongst everything else that was going on with everybody. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, it's like the snow's going to be gone soon, the dandelions are going to be out, and we're just going to be so happy to
them. Love it. I love it. And that's I think that's a song everyone needs to hear. And I've listened to this one and I love this one. And I'm curious with the Zoom rights. I've asked this of artists before, but kind of how is it different from writing in person as opposed to over Zoom or FaceTime or that kind of thing? Is it difficult? Is it more difficult because you're kind of not, I don't know how more challenging it is to kind of feed off the energy of the other co-writer, but is it challenging for you to write over Zoom?
Well, you know, I think the hard thing about it is, at least for me, and I'm sure for other musicians too, but you can't play and sing together successfully over Zoom, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, If you're trying to imagine, you know, how the melody is going, you're trying to sing it together, or one person is playing and one person singing, and you can't do it together because of mm-hmm. the lag, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so that's really the biggest challenge. So we did lots of, you know, I would record a little bit, and then we'd sort of play it and sing along with the recording, you know, of a particular part here and there, just so we could sort of figure out what that would sound like, because there was just no way that we could do it together mm-hmm. Over Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's challenging, I know, kind of writing over or FaceTime or Zoom or that kind of thing, as opposed to being in a room with other co-writers. And Jackie, your new EP called Look for the Little Things. Can you tell us? I love the title of that. That's a great title. Why did you choose that to be the title of your EP?
You know, well, it's a line from the song, and it's, I guess, ultimately, it's about gratitude, mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm sure I would not be the only one to say this, but, I mean, simply for myself, it's just a matter of being able to take the time, and it's like, okay, you know, we've had a moment to step back and to think, okay, here are all the things that we have, and we're lucky to have these things. We're lucky to have our health, mm-hmm. And so on. And especially with this song and with some of the other songs too, you know, I was so glad because I don't really like the winter, but I was really, really,
yeah.
really glad to get out of my house when the spring came. And just be outside in the spring. And so I think that's part of it too for me with this song and the other songs as well. I just couldn't wait for spring and for summer just to get out of the house. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it. Again, joined right now by Jackie Kruczynski. And Jackie, I mean, last time we chatted was, I think, last winter. Kind of how's the last little bit been like for you? I know it's been tough on musicians over the last couple of years, and you working in education as well, very challenging. I know things, there's still restrictions and things have opened up and closed down, and it's kind of it's a difficult time. But how's the last couple of years been like for you as a musician and also in the education system?
Well, teaching in high school this year is certainly much sunnier than last year was. It's just so much better to have kids in the building all of the time, even with masks on. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, they're staying healthy for the most part, and we just want them there. And learning and doing all the things that they love to do. So it's good to have most of our extracurricular programs, you know, up and functioning so they can take part in those things. And so that feels really good. That feels really good because it's
for
just more normal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. For sure. And I know it's been very difficult on everyone and including the teachers in the education system for sure. And Jackie, I read on your music page, you have an EP release party. Is that happening? Is that true?
Oh yeah. So that's actually tomorrow. So that coincides with the launch of the rest of the EP. And so we're going to have a launch in North Battleford here at Shenanigans. And so I'm pretty excited about that. So we have actually my husband Tom is playing bass, and he is also a music teacher here in the Battlefords. And then I've got some of my family involved. So my son Sean, he actually produced this album. He finished a degree in music production and a course in composition last year from McEwen, and he produced this album at Riverdale Recorders in Edmonton. So he's going to play, as well as my son Connor is going to play. He's a professional musician. And
nice.
And then Patrick Whalen and Neil Cubbin. And who am I missing? I'm missing somebody. No, there's five. Yeah, and then we have a opener, Ned Kroshinsky. So I'm making all my family get involved.
Awesome. Well,
yeah.
It is going to be just a family get together. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
so that's taking place in the Battlefords. Then is it what time is that happening tomorrow?
The show gets started at 8:00. I believe they're serving dinner before that. If people want to come for some food.
Yeah.
I think they open at 6:00, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. That's gonna be a lot of fun. Again, that is happening there in the Battlefords tomorrow. Jackie, before I let you go, what's the next little bit looking like for you? Are you continuing, obviously, to keep promoting this new EP that's coming out tomorrow? Are you continuing kind of writing some songs? Maybe, write songs, some live shows. What's kind of on the way for you kind of into next year and the next little bit here?
Right now, we played for Colonel Chris Hadfield about a month ago. So that was
exciting. Oh, that's cool. That is awesome.
Really cool. We got to have a nice chat with him and pictures and everything.
Oh,
so anyway, I just got to bring that
no,
up. That was cool.
That'd be really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then we're looking for some performances here before Christmas so we can, while we've got all this stuff fresh and ready to go, we're looking to get out there. We have a couple things scheduled. I want to do some video of a performance, and then I have already started to write some new stuff that, you know, I'm thinking maybe for next fall, a year from now, if I can, we'll see how far I can twist my son's arm if he dare take me on again.
That's awesome. Looking forward to that. Hey, Jackie, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Wish you all the best, and we'll chat again soon, I'm sure. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Matt.